is Judy Gamm. You're listening to The Skin Scoop, where you get the scoop on your skin with Dr. Ron Bosley from Prism Dermatology. And Dr. Bosley, it's summertime. Let's talk about summer skin warnings. There's a lot of things that we all hear, you know, use SPF, even make sure that your sunglasses have UV protection. But let's get down to the things people may not hear about. And one thing I want to ask you about is medications that you should not be out in the sun if you're taking these medications. Or if you are out in the sun, you need to be extra careful to use sun protection. And what are some of those?
That's a good point. A lot of patients kind of forget, especially medications that they're using chronically, that the sun may affect these medications. A lot of them are oral antibiotics. The tetracycline class of antibiotics, so doxycycline is one of the more famous ones, can make you sun sensitive, as well as medications that you may take for certain conditions like pain relief. Your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications can also make you more sun sensitive.
So even Advil, because Advil's an NSAID, would that
make
you?
Yep.
Wow.
Those can make certain people more sun sensitive. So for that reason, I always stress your sun protection. And the most important thing for sun protection is sun avoidance, not sitting outside between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. without some form of sun protection or seeking shade.
Okay, but I heard you can still get sunburn in the shade. Is that true?
You can get a sunburn or effects from the sun, I should call it, even in shaded environments, if you are receiving some UV rays. So let's define shade.
Okay.
You know, if we're covered underneath an underpass, let's say you're outside or underneath a roof and you're not getting any UV exposure, you're less likely to have any issues. But people often forget, if you're standing in front of a swimming pool, well, that light is bouncing off of the pool onto you. So you may actually get some sun, even though you're protected.
Oh, yeah.
Even umbrellas. So our umbrellas, although they do protect us from the sun, you are getting some of those UV rays, particularly UVA rays that can go through windows and other objects, can protect you. So windows, areas that have like pools that you can have reflection, you're still getting some sun, so you still want to practice good behavior.
All right, so since we're on the topic of summer, let's talk about skincare routine and how it changes in the summer.
Yes, we get more sun. We may get more oil production. Our skin may be more sensitive to some of the products we're commonly using. So always tell patients, listen to your skin. If it's telling you I'm dry, I'm brittle, you may want to back off from some of the acid products that we may recommend, like our glycolic acids or our retinols. You may want to go from using them daily to maybe two or three times a week. Also, you want to invest in a great moisturizer, if not a moisturizer with sunscreen. You want to repair your skin barrier, because the sun and some of the other environmental factors may disrupt that barrier, and you may lead to sunburns as well as skin irritation.
Well, this is really good information. What's one thing you would tell parents of kids of all ages that they need to do for their kids in the summer months?
Well, one, teach your kids how to protect themselves. You know, it's fun. You know, I remember being a kid, you want to be outside all day. And developing great patterns with sunscreen is helpful not only for the kid, but for you as a parent. You know, you don't have to monitor them as closely if they're taking care of themselves. But also, I believe parents have a responsibility to make sure their kid's skin is healthy. If you notice sunburns, if you're noticing changing moles, you know, make sure you're visiting a board-certified dermatologist like myself at Prism Dermatology so we can evaluate them and make sure that they're staying safe in the sun.
Okay, you said one thing that stuck out to me, and that is moles that change. Because some people think of skin cancer and they think you got to be an old person. And that's not true.
Not true at all. And the sun can actually change moles. They can change moles in the short term. Sometimes moles can get inflamed or irritated from sun exposure. And then chronic sun can also lead to changing moles, which may develop into cancers regardless of age. And so the cumulative sun exposure, as well as intermittent sun exposure, such as sunburns, all are factors that lead to skin cancers.
Well, this has been a very good conversation about summer warnings, and I appreciate you being here. Dr. Ron Bosley, Skin Scoop, where you get your scoop on the skin, your skin, and you can go to PrismDermatology.com or call 817-329-1350.